This is a CK to Z news update. The Palo River City Council is discussing changing the city's name following an official request from the new administration of the Tha'amin First Nation. CK to Z News spoke with Palo River City Councilor Cindy Elliott, who is excited to participate in the project. The formal request for renaming was made at the Community to Community to Community, or C3, meeting on May 12th. At that time, the proposed alternative was a return to Tisquat, the name of the original Tha'amin village in the area.
The City of Palo River and the Regional District, the Cossette Regional District, and the Tha'amin First Nation, we all sit on what we call a C3 government forum, and we meet about four times a year to talk about intergovernmental requests and things we're trying to work on together. We also work on many initiatives together, including the social planning initiative for our region, which is being up in the upcoming UBCM. So at the last C3 meeting, which was the first one we were able to hold since the new administration was voted in at the Tha'amin Nation, they requested of the city that we change our name. So we received that as an official request from the Tha'amin Nation.
Where are you in the process now, and what do you think it will look like as it unfolds?
What we've done is we've taken a small selection of city council people, and we've met with the selection of the Tha'amin Nation to initiate our discussions around that. We haven't completely agreed on our model for moving forward yet, and we're still discussing that with the Tha'amin Nation. But we have agreed that we want to create a bit of a working group to come up with the way we would like to move forward. The City of Powell River would like to do a community consensus building process, and we're hoping that Tha'amin will help us with creating educational materials and coming up with a bit of a story as to why it's so important to them that the name gets changed. And my hope is that if we do a really good job of our community consensus building, we will have everybody understanding and wanting to make the name something that is more comfortable for everyone.
The city currently bears the name of Israel Wood Powell, a doctor, businessman, and politician who was British Columbia's first superintendent of Indian Affairs.
Dr. Powell was instrumental in creating legislation that made it mandatory for children to attend residential schools, outlawed potlatches, created a systemic approach to eliminating culture of Indigenous peoples and replacing it with the colonial culture. It's resulted in horrific treatment of Indigenous children and peoples. And I agree, it's a terrible, terrible legacy.
And there's, of course, been some precedent already for returning names to some of the original languages, even the district.
The Tha'amin Regional District changed their name, and the Tha'amin Nation actually has in their treaty a section that dedicated to name changes, and it basically spells out that the province is willing to receive requests for name changes and would give them all due consideration, which the municipal government, as everyone knows in BC, is an arm of the provincial government. We're created by and are enabled by the provincial government. The City of Powell River, however, was enacted through a piece of legislation that's a little bit different than many of the other municipalities. We're older than some of the legislation that deals with municipalities. So a change of name for Powell River isn't a matter of just changing our letterhead. We would need an order in council from the provincial government, and there's a process attached to that, which includes community involvement and so forth. So trying to iron out the best way to meet all of these objectives and also perhaps go through a process that is designed to create a shared understanding of why this is so important. Because a lot of people who live here in Powell River do not affiliate the name Powell River with Dr. Israel Powell. They affiliate it to the community they've been living in and love. So there's a lot of attachment to a community you're born and grown up in and your parents were as well. And that's the feelings that are for many of the people in Powell River. And there has to be enough time for everybody to hear the pain and suffering that that name causes other people, not them, but other people. And we need to be able to build some consensus around getting a name that works for all of us, not just those people who like the name Powell River. We also need to include the people who do not.
When asked whether she feels that a name change would be a significant step toward reconciliation, Elliot responded.
Yeah, I think reconciliation is not just about having a name change. It's about having a community believe in it. There's two parts to reconciliation. It's all of us embracing reconciliation and understanding and getting some truth into our history that is balanced and sheds light on all of the things that we haven't understood well in the past. And it's about bringing communities together.
That's really well said. Thank you. I saw in an article that you have some background in working with Indigenous communities. I wonder if you could just speak to that and why you're personally wanting to get involved in this specific project.
I absolutely do. It's a fairly long history, but I'll try to be succinct as possible. I myself am Indigenous. I grew up in a little town called Sitongal, which is a Gixxan name meaning Valley of the Rabbit. My family are both European and Indigenous, so I share ancestors in both areas. I worked for the Ministry of Forests, and I worked for Ministry of Small Business, Tourism, Culture. I did community economic development through Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities in the Northwest. I worked with the Ministry of Forests as a manager in charge of Aboriginal relations and also as a treaty officer. And one of the things I accomplished while working there was I chaired a process that involved the Wet'suwet'en First Nation, well, Wet'suwet'en Nation, actually, because there's a number of communities, in the hereditary chief's involvement in the land resource management planning process in the Bulkley LRMP area. And we were successful in having the only LRMP process that was fully endorsed by hereditary chiefs of any nation anywhere. So my background is in finding common ground and agreement, and I have a lot of faith in people. I think that if people understand one another, we tend to make good decisions together. And I think that creating a process that allows us to understand one another will get us to a place that is really good for all of us. People understand that I'm probably in favor of changing this name, but I'm not here to force that perspective on anyone. I think consensus building allows us all to learn from one another. I have faith that the end result will be exactly what we all need. And I am not going to be involved in a process that does not respect the needs of everybody, including the Kahaman Nation. My granddaughter's Kahaman. I don't want her to grow up thinking that grandma didn't care, because I do. I was voted in by the City of Powder River Peoples in the 2018 election. We are up for election again in 2022. I will run again because I don't see this process wrapping up anytime soon, and it's a passion of mine, and I want to be able to continue to work toward the consensus in our community on some of these things. So if the city thinks I'm doing it all wrong, I guess they can not vote for me next time.
In the fall of 2017, the Powell River Regional District was renamed Kathet Regional District, a name gifted from the La'aman Nation elders. The meaning of Kathet is working together. In August of this year, two other places on the Sunshine Coast were restored to their original names. The province announced in a press release that through cooperation with the Shishaw Nation, the name of the Wilson Creek community and nearby creek is now Tsukum. Saltery Bay, which is half an hour south of Powell River, has also restored its name of Skarp. You have been listening to an interview with Powell River City Councillor Cindy Elliott about the possible name change for the city.